The sound of what movies had told me was a shotgun being pumped did prick my attention, however.
Die, you monster!
I didn't bother glancing behind me. Instead, I hurled myself over the counter, tackling the clerk to the ground in the process. Quick as I was, I still felt some of the shotgun's blast on my leg as we fell. But the more vulnerable flesh of the clerk remained mercifully unmarred.
Shit! I'll give you the money! You just had to ask!
I took the opportunity to glance at one of the many anti-shoplifting mirrors that provided a comprehensive view of the store from the counter. Sure enough, it was my hunter, looking even more angry and deranged than when I'd given him the slip. I had to wonder how much he knew about forensic science. Leaving evidence all over like that, he'd soon have the regular police on him as well. And given that he'd just shown a willingness to bring down bystanders, that didn't bode well for those who came to collect him.
I thought you didn't kill humans.
At this point, my mind was racing, trying to figure out how he'd located me, and, more importantly, how to get away. At least if I could make him talk, I might buy a few seconds to work things out.
I don't. Not intentionally. But every war has casualties. Better one lost now than all the others you'd kill.
And now the clerk was staring at me and my bloody shirt in a whole new light. Hopefully he'd write this all off as the insane screams of two mentally ill people who'd wandered into his gas station. That was the best case scenario for him, at least.
You keep saying things like that, but I don't hurt anyone. I'm just an accountant.
I know what your kind does. I've seen it. Save your lives for the devil, monster.
That was when I knew, for sure and for certain, that no amount of talk would get through to him. Not from me, anyway. I needed to get him out of here and away from the clerk, lest he decide to torture someone for the sin of helping me.
When I get up, you need to sneak out of here. I'll buy you time, but you have to go. Understand?
There must have been someone in the heavens looking out for me, because the clerk nodded his head and then flipped his position around, ready to move. Moving slowly, because not even I was sure I could survive a shotgun blast to the head, I emerged from behind the counter with my hands held up. With one large step, I moved on top of the counter, then slid down the front, ending up with only a few feet between me and the hunter. He watched me with those same wild eyes, never letting a single one of my motions escape his gaze. That was exactly what I wanted, though, as it meant he wasn't watching the clerk crawling along the floor, keeping below displays, and making his way toward the back of the gas station.
What's your name?